Hello.
Yes, hello. Is Ms. Dawn available?
This is she.
Ms. Dawn, this is Aaron Jenkins from Family First Home Care, company that provides the home care services. How are you doing?
I'm okay, Mr. Jenkins.
Good, good. I was looking through your file, see that you have 112 hours a week, and your caregiver is Hanif, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I have to update what's called your client service agreement. It's just a document that has Hanif's schedule and duties as your caregiver, something that we have to do once a year for the insurance companies in case we get audited. It also serves what's called a wellness check. It's just me seeing you face-to-face, ensuring that you're safe in the community. It's not like an assessment, not like the service coordinator, nothing like that. I'm pretty much under 10 minutes of me in and out, getting that signature. But if you have any questions, of course, I'm there to answer. But other than that, it's a very short visit. I have your address at 1727 North Bainbury Street. Is that still correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay. I am doing that area, you amongst others, on Monday. Would you be available between like 2 and 4 for me to come get that signed?
Let me look and see. I got to make sure I don't have any doctor's appointments.
Sure.
Got a couple doctor's appointments coming up. Let me check my portal.
Okay.
I got an appointment on Tuesday. Why don't you say Monday?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Monday in between.
Yeah, in between.
We can't do it in the morning?
I already have 4 people scheduled. So, yeah, the morning is taken up. But, of course, what I would do is I'm going to call you prior to me arriving. I mean, the insurance companies actually don't want us to tell you. We're supposed to do them unannounced, but I like to give my folks a heads up. You just never know what's going on.
The thing is, too, with that is that you got to – my steer lift is out, and I've been fighting with the insurance company to get it fixed. I got somebody coming out tomorrow. My doctor, because my care coordinator she goes to me most of the time, so I'm trying to get my PCP to help me. Seriously, they're supposed to be did some home modifications. I've been crawling up and down my steps for the past probably 3-4 months now because my steer lift won't work. It needs to be replaced. It was put in. It was faulty. I got it done a couple of years back when I had cervical surgery.
Okay.
So now it is just not working anymore. You know what I mean? She put the request in for the home modifications, but she's not good with following up with anything with me. So I'm struggling here. And I say all I have to say is that I need to have a time because I'm either upstairs or I'm downstairs. Once I go upstairs, I'm upstairs because it's unsafe and it's too difficult for me to be going up and down the steps.
Yeah, so understandable.
So it's good that I know when you're coming so that I can be downstairs. Like today I'm downstairs because I was expecting to have the evaluation done today, but they're going to come tomorrow. So Monday you sit in between 2 and 4.
Yeah. And of course I'm going to call you. If I'm getting those previous appointments done earlier, I'll give you a heads up to see how it's going. Also, you have Keystone, right, as your Medicaid insurer.
Mm-hmm.
I used to work for them. All right, I was a service coordinator supervisor. So I did service coordination for 15 years prior to that. So those home modifications, just to ask you, is the service coordinator doing what is expected? I know you said she's not maybe following up. Okay.
No.
So with that, now I will tell you this. Now in terms of 7 years ago, when this thing changed from just Medicaid funding long-term care and then went to Community Health Choices that oversees the Medicaid budget.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things with Keystone is that before that, when I was a service coordinator, you could request whomever you wanted for the home modification, right? Whatever medical supply company was out there, there was hundreds of them basically that could do it. You had to get 3 different people. They would take the lowest estimate.
They sent their own 2 people out to give me estimates, but then it got caught up with because my the steer lift was put in, like I said, from a surgery from 2 years ago, March 17th. I had cervical surgery on my spine, so So, and I had to go into rehab because they had some, you know, some things happened on the operating table. So I went into rehab for a month, and I came home, and they were the ones that wrote the script for the stairlift because I wasn't walking up to my normal capacity at the time. And I've been using the stairlift. Stairlift goes out. I call the company back. You know, they come out and, you know, I called the company back. They wanted to start charging me. So my sister gave me the company my mother was using. Called them. They fixed it one time through Keystone. Second time they came out, it kept shutting down. Second time they came out, the guy came and looked at it and said, first of all, it wasn't put in right. The brackets aren't in the right places. No stop. You know, the chair could have just fell over onto the floor with me on top, with me underneath it. Because there's no emergency stops on it at the top or the bottom. So he submits all his information back to Keystone. Keystone says, okay, they were willing to do it, but I needed a railing. And that's where the care coordinator came in at, because I don't have a railing. I had some work done on the house, and the guy never put the railing in. So there's not a railing going up the steps. So so the modifications were to put the railings in and take this stairlift out and put one in correctly. You know, and so they gave us this thing that you say, well, okay, well, she needs a new in-home physical therapy evaluation. I don't know nothing about getting no in-home physical therapy evaluation. So I contacted the coordinator. Said, listen, send me this letter, you know, that you put the stuff in, you know, going all the way through it. And I keep text messages. So I'm texting because she's not answering the phone. So my text messages start on August the 1st. Then you finally text me and say, oh, well, what's your email address? They sent me a list. What's your email address? I get reminds of my doctor. She still don't send that to a week later, because now I'm texting her, where's the list? Did you send it to him? No, it's up to you to do. I called us the six names that in the Philadelphia area. All of them only deal with, you know, when you go to physical therapy for accidents and stuff. So they only do in-house. You have to go out to them. The insurance one, it was an in-home one. And I know about in-home because I had it when I got the stairlift put in. I had the visiting nurses come out. I don't know how to get to it. I finally get to the doctor. So then she finally calls me, I think maybe like the 20-something of the month. And I'm telling her, like, you know, I've been trying to contact you, not answering the phone. I'm texting you. Well, you know, I'm not feeling this energy. You know what I mean? We ain't going to play the blame game.
Right.
I can send you the list now. It had to be in by the 4th. So, of course, I don't have this stuff done. Of course, my doctor set it up so that I can get, well, what's your doctor's phone? And she called me on the 28th. What's your doctor's phone number? Because I'm going to try and reach out to him on the 28th when it's due next week. Like, you know, this is horrible.
This
is horrible. Like, you know what I mean? You came out and initially set everything up. And once you did that, like, I ain't seen her, you know, if I ain't harassing her, she ain't, you know, she don't call back. I'm in the doctor's office so that she can explain to him what they need and maybe I can get it that day. She don't answer the phone. Guess what? She texted me back the following day. I said, I took care of myself to the best of my ability.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because she ain't no help. So I was talking to a family member. They said, maybe I can request somebody else. You know what I mean?
You can.
If you don't feel comfortable with her and she's not doing her job, maybe you can call, you know, and request another care coordinator, because this ain't working for me. You know what I mean? You talking about you ain't feeling that the spirit is off. No, that ain't the spirit is off. Like, you left me high and dry.
Right.
Like, you don't even, I can understand even if your caseload is overwhelming. If somebody texts you, it takes a minute to text a response back.
Right.
It takes a minute.
You know, what you can also do, and I tell folks this, is that so those service coordinators, they're supposed to respond within 24 to 48 hours, or it's supposed to actually be a write-up. Now, what I tell my folks to do, because I used to work at Keystone, you call Keystone directly. It's called the PCC line, the Personal Care Connector line. Whatever's on your card, I think it's a 1-855 number. When you can call them, right? You call them, they're going to ask you information and all that type of stuff. You want to let them know, look, I've been trying to contact my service coordinator. He or she is unresponsive. They then have to send an email to the supervisor And I tell them, send an email to the supervisor, because now when you have that, you have in black and white on a documentation that you've reached out. Normally the supervisors don't, they respond, because that's a red flag to Community Health Choices if they're not responding. So that's normally when they light a fire under that service coordinator and say, listen, I've been trying, because in home modifications, that's the one thing. The home modifications was one of the things I did very well when I was a service coordinator prior to 2018, when Community Health Choice took over. One of the issues with this current regime of how they changed Medicaid with the home modifications is, and in particular Keystone, is when they switched over in January 1st, 2019, Keystone was not paying for home modifications in which that were grandfathered in. So, for instance, before that change happened, they had 6 months from January 1st, 2019 to June 30th, 2019, called the continuity of care period. And that was whatever the services that the clients had, home care, whatever, had to be honored. Like Keystone or the other insurers couldn't change them, right? They had a 6 month where they had to keep them the same. Now, prior to that change, I had folks that I was doing service creation from that I requested home modifications for that were approved by Medicaid. And then once Keystone took over the other insurers, they took over their Medicaid funds for long-term care, they were supposed to pay for them. A couple of the home modification places said they were doing the modification, stair lifts, bathroom restructures, things of that nature, and Keystone never paid them. So there was a big thing about that where they stopped doing it because they said we were not getting reimbursed from Keystone. And then all of a sudden they changed it, and Keystone said, well, we're going to contract with these few people. And to me, that screws everything up, because there's so many, there was over 120 people, 120,000 people in Philadelphia in 2019 that had home care service through Medicaid. That was 7 years ago, 6 years ago. Of course, that number went up every year. So if you reduce the number of companies that can do this, but the but the demographic that needs it still, you know, continues to increase, it doesn't make sense.
The work ain't never gonna get done.
No. I fought with Community Health Choices prior to them coming here, because I did managed care in Georgia before this, when I was living down there for 4 years. And when they proposed this new regime, I was like, this is not gonna be beneficial to the client. You're not ready for this. It's the demographic is too heavy here for them to make that change. They were never ready. And home modification is one of the things that suffer. So I say all to say is I did service coordination for almost 10 years prior to the change. I was at Keystone for 12 months. During the time I did service coordination before Keystone and the others took over, home modifications were simple for me to get them done. Matter of fact, if the home modification was under $3,000, it didn't even have to go through Medicaid for approval. It was automatic. Now, when they changed over, even if you had a stair glide or a stair lift or whatever, even if it required just a yearly maintenance that might have ran $200 for the company to come out, they still had to, you had to get a new assessment that says you needed it. They put you through a song and dance that might have took 6 months just for something small. So they've never fixed that. And so I say all to say is this is what I would do is for a paperwork trail to try to get them to light a fire under them. I would always contact the PCC line. So the supervisor and service coordinator email. Also, you always have the option to contact Community Health Choices and ask for their complaint line. And let them know that you don't feel as though you're being serviced correctly by Keystone, and that you like them to address the situation, because they don't like that. They don't like they always respond when it comes to that. So yeah, that's just a little something. But I'll come out there Monday. I'm sorry.
What it tells me is that her response was, well, even if they deny you the first time, you can always go back. But why do I have to go through a denial? You know what I mean? Had you been in contact with me? You know, I'm literally crawling and scooching up and down the steps.
Right.
Like you know, that might not mean nothing to you, but it means something to me.
Yeah, should not be a denial, and that should not be a denial But that and that's the issue with having for-profit insurance in a nonprofit sector, because prior, when Medicaid was in it, it was about the people. When they bring for-profit insurance in to oversee the Medicaid budget, I don't care what they say. Community Health Choices' purpose to take over long-term care in Pennsylvania was to reduce the budget, which means reduce the approvals. Point blank. Period. That only way for-profit insurance makes money is to accept your premium and deny your claim. And home care, along with other long-term care services, is a medical billing claim. So they dance around and say they're here to make sure you are supported and serviced in the most efficient manner. You're here to manage the budget. That's what you're here to do, you know. And that's when our folks suffer from it. And our folks are 95% of the Medicaid recipients in Philadelphia.
Right.
So that's the reason I left Keystone. So I understand your issues, trust and believe. So least I can do is give you a little bit of information since I've been in the field for long enough, and maybe that can help going forward. But yeah, I understand your frustration with home modifications. They have never fixed that. They have never fixed that relationship with their providers. So, but
yeah.
At least when I come out, it'll be short and sweet. I'll give you
well,
a call.
Well, at least you ain't that lady that I can't understand, because I can't rock with her. Her name is
Valeria.
Yeah,
Cordona.
Yeah,
whatever
her name is. Yeah. No.
Yeah,
I asked her supervisor for them. She would ask me something. I could take your message. I said, listen, I've been in the professional sector for about 40 years, miss. I know what taking the number means. Taking a message means,
right.
If I'm complaining about you, why would I give you the message?
Right.
Why would I give you the message?
Right. Doesn't make sense.
Then I said, can I speak to somebody? I don't mean no harm, but can I speak to somebody else that English is a little clearer?
Mm-hmm.
You understand me. You can understand me. I said, excuse me?
Right.
And I said, can I speak to your supervisor then?
Right. Oh, yeah, that's frustrating. That is frustrating.
Yeah. She messy out, you know, your little co-worker, you know.
Yeah. And I'll explain that to you when I see you.
Yeah.
And I'll give you the supervisor's information when I see you also.
All right. I appreciate you.
All right. Thanks again. I will see you on Monday.
Yep. Okay.
All right. Have a good day.
All right. Bye-bye.